Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love to share our fascination with astrology and how it works in our daily lives around the globes and in our more intuitive and metaphysical realms, all together. It's the language of connection between all the realms. Tonight, my two companions are calling in from New Orleans, where they are attending the United Astrology Conference. And if they call in, we'll put them on. But this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, we've got quite a couple of major events coming up in the next week. That's good for us to talk about now. We'll have more time next week because we're right in the middle of them. But let's get a view of them ahead of time. We have both a lunar eclipse coming in Sagittarius, where the sun will be on the June 4th, right before sunrise, as the moon is setting on the full moon and the sun is just beginning to rise. We'll see a lunar eclipse, and that lunar eclipse for me will all be about noticing how the local and the global is connected. And an eclipse rings for months afterwards. And this Gemini-Sagittarius aspect can bring in travel and faraway places and our awareness of migratory patterns of birds, but it may also bring new awareness of the ecological disasters that remind us that indeed the world is connected. I've seen recently where they have announced today that that the bluefin tuna off the coast of California are showing 10 times the level of radiation than they usually do. It is still supposedly in the, in quotes, safe realm, but we are starting to see on the West Coast some of the fallout from the Fukushima disaster. And some of it from the just from the product of waste washing up on shore from the tidal wave, and with it some of the radioactive material, which will be affecting the Pacific Ocean for a long time. And I think that this eclipse in Sagittarius will bring our eyes to just that issue, to bring it what is going on with our how is our local life affected by the global process? Again, in our community, it can be our local economy as it's connected to the global economy. How can we take that information in? What can we do and process with that? It may really shake us up. But as well, you know, there's always heavier, deeper metaphysical aspects and a lighter daily, what we may live on our daily life. It just may be time to think about meeting and planning to your travels for the summer, somehow opening your mind to a larger level, or downloading all the tapes from the UAC conference and getting some new ideas in there to work on, so that we see again, even in small ways, how our local life is connected to a larger ecosystem, political ecosystem, personal ecosystem, intellectual ecosystem, spiritual ecosystem. So that's going to be an interesting question coming up next week. Today, as we head into the weekend, and along with that, we'll be coming, and we'll talk a lot more about this next Monday night, will be the transit of Venus, which people are so focused on. Every 9 months, the Sun and Venus conjunct, roughly every 9 months. So that conjunction, but not necessarily a parallel conjunction, but usually Venus goes below or above the Sun, is fairly common. But only once every 100 or so years does Venus cross right across the Sun, so it looks like little black dots, little black spots of ink across the Sun's surface as it travels retrograde between us and the Sun. And whenever the Sun and Venus conjunct in this way, it sets up a resonance, and we have that Venus point. We can notice this if we look in our own personal charts. Errol Gutman's done some fascinating work on that. You can go to Errol Gutman's website and find some really interesting material on how the last Venus-Sun conjunction before you were born affected you and all the people born in those months. But we also see this one now, it's a particularly strong version of that, that will set up, I believe, because it's in Gemini, a conversation about what we value, about what's important to us, about how women work in the world, how the feminine divine echoes in us all. And this conjunction will be the Sun, Mercury, Venus, all very close together on June 5th, and all square Mars. So it's not all sweetness and Venusian light. There will be some very strong energies asking us to look at the contradictions in our life. Where are we in conflict? Where are we naturally full of contradictions? You know, when I hear friends in almost violent revolution against war, I go, it's like, do you see the contradiction there? Do you see the contradiction between your actions and your philosophies? When I hear a couple say they love each other so much they have to fight and hate each other, and I see they did. Can you look at that conflict? That conflict between the form and the content, between the paradox that we all hold, that we all have to face in ourselves. And I think that that will be highlighted next week after June 5th as we see that Venus-Sun-Mercury conjunction squaring Mars. Tonight's a pretty thoughtful lineup as the Moon and Mars conjunct in Virgo at forming a trine to Pluto, which is a perfect set of aspects for this Memorial Day, when we're looking at what is our responsibility, what's the responsibility of us as citizen, what is our patriotic responsibility, how can we honor the dead without necessarily honoring war, and how do we honor positive efforts for world peace and protection of the weak, the positive side of Mars, which is the great protector, and how do we deal with the responsibilities that come from that. So it's a thoughtful Memorial Day after some pretty kind of high energy and strange weekend. So I've got two callers on the line. I'm going to take those now. And if you would like to call in, we'll talk about your charts online. Tonight, it's just me. My two other callers have not yet called in from New Orleans, so they may just be really busy. I'm sort of really regretting not being down there with all the other astrologers, but I chose to be here with you all and pursuing my own work right now. So, the caller number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And when you call in, please listen to their process. You'll press 1 to raise your hand and let me know that you're ready to talk. So I'm going to answer. Hello, 206 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, Heather. This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. We actually spoke a few weeks ago. I called in right at the end of the show, and we ran out of time.
Great.
And I wanted to sort of pick up where we left off.
Okay, Kelly, can you give me your birth information again?
Sure. August 7th, 1962.
Time?
And that's Honolulu, Hawaii.
Okay, and the time?
3:12 a.m.
And Honolulu. And I remember something about your chart, but you'll have to refresh my memory.
Yeah, I'm right on top of a Chiron return.
Mm-hmm.
Anne had mentioned 23 degrees being a hot degree right now. And that's my Mercury in the second house. I'm thinking of starting a writing, speaking project and wondering if that's an auspicious time right now, along with whatever you feel coming from my chart.
Well, and why she mentioned that was the eclipse pattern hitting that position. And the Chiron return, for anybody who is interested, often hits about towards the middle of our life, can be, depending upon the shape of the orbit, can change the time in your particular life. But it is often a time when we go back to look at the time in our life, look at what we've been trained for by our wounding, our troubles, our challenges, all of the tough parts of our life. We have, whatever we've learned from them, whatever we've been trained from them, whatever we have learned that we're ready to pass on, the Chiron return says, you've been in training for a reason. You know, it's not that you went through that hard time just so you could teach somebody else, but you might as well make use of what hard time you've been through or what challenges you've been through by passing what you know on to others in one form or other. So that's where we start with the Chiron return. Now, you've also got some other wonderful aspects that are opening up your imagination right now. You have your progressed Sun at 2 degrees of Libra and your progressed Moon at 2 degrees of Scorpio, your natal Moon at 2 degrees of Scorpio. And right now, Neptune is at 3 degrees of Pisces, but it's going to go back to 2 degrees. So it's going to go seesawing back and forth over that point, really trining your natal moon and in conjuncting your progressed sun. At the same time, your progressed moon in Virgo conjunct Uranus about 4 months ago, and another 4 months conjuncts Pluto. So it looks like you're in the house of writing and communication. So it looks like you started this writing program about 4 months ago or really kicked into high gear with it. Is that correct? What was happening about 4 months ago with that, with the project?
It came to the fore in that, it said, pay attention to me.
Right.
I haven't turned it on.
Once, urgently.
Mm-hmm. Right. Saying, pay attention to me. It's, get ready because something's coming. It feels like a lot of people say Chiron returns are really difficult and hard and,
No, it depends entirely on your natal Chiron.
And with
myself.
And
you have an actually pretty auspicious natal Chiron.
For myself, it's been actually a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. A lot of self-discovery, of course, but a lot of the sort of the final letting go and the final understandings of, okay, I'm all right with this,
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, that goes back to a teaching point for everybody about astrology. It's hard to read cookbook information out of a book. It can give you a range of experience, but everything in how you experience something will always start out with your own natal chart. How is your Chiron aspected? How do you feel about that? You have Chiron in the philosophical ninth house of higher education, faraway places, great ideas, metaphysics. So
right.
You naturally tend to go there. You go through your own challenges and then go to try to figure out and understand why and get perspective on it.
Right, exactly.
So all this does is bring that up and say, okay, now write about it. Now let's get this word out.
Exactly.
You've got Jupiter natally in your ninth house, very good for publishing. Jupiter in a Pisces, which it loves. And it looks like one of the problems that you might have is that you tend to edit yourself rather heavily with the progressed moon in Virgo. Starting about 6 months ago, you've been kind of hard on yourself.
Uh-huh.
Mars is getting out of off that line. It's going back and forth over your progressed Virgo planets. And it's going to be moving forward, and by mid-June, it's going to be out of your third house of writing. So this is a really great time to get started and really get going, because if you don't, in 4 months, you're going to be unhappy that you didn't. Like, you'll feel like you missed an opportunity.
Okay.
So I want you to start writing and don't edit. You know, when the urge to make it perfect, to
right.
stop and make it perfect comes up, to go like, thank you for sharing,
right.
editoring. Now nice editor, you go sit over there, and I won't let this material out until it's been past you. But first I need to just write it. I just need to get it out of the theoretical, out of the very depths, because everything comes up from a very, very deep place in you with that natal Scorpio moon. And to really talk to this book, talk to this project, and say, okay, project, I'm here, I'm listening. What do you need to tell these people? And sort of get yourself out of the way, which is a little tricky. Now, your personality is one of your strong suits. It's one of the things that you sell things with. You've got your sun in Leo in the second house. So when it comes time to, you know, getting the word out about this, your personality needs to be there. But when you're writing, I think that the book, it feels like something large enough to be a book. I don't know if it's a book. But your writing project, you need to speak to it and just become like a hollow reed and let it come through you. And if the more you can just kind of let it come through you and then edit it afterwards, you know, you can polish it, you can make it perfect, but first speak to it, call it to you, let it come through you. And if you get it started now, then you will be in the heart of it when your progressed moon conjuncts Pluto in 4 months. If you don't get started, you will feel like you missed something. Now, it won't be too late, but it will still be hard. The tendency will be feel depressed because you didn't do what you wanted to do.
Right, I'll feel this opportunity.
If you can take some time to concentrate, because that Scorpio moon likes to dive in and take a chunk of time, so you would do well to either take a weekend retreat, get it started, then you can write in smaller chunks and say, okay, every morning for 2 hours I write, or every evening for 2 hours I write, and do routines that help you switch gear from your ordinary everyday busy mind to that deep, deep place, and like make it a ritual that you go in and you talk to your book and let it come to you.
Oh, I love
Once
that.
It gets going, it will start to really, you know, it's like priming a pump. Once the water is flowing, it flows.
Right.
Okay.
It starts to have its own momentum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
I love the turn of phrase, like a hollow reed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's perfect.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Do you see anything happening around relationship in my workaday career?
Relationship as in with work, because there's different places that we look for it. Work partnerships
personal relationships.
Personal relationships. Okay, you have your progressed Venus is in the fifth house. This kind of gives you, and there's some nice aspects coming into that, which can be quite beautiful. What your chart is saying, for the next 4 months, it does not want you to be distracted by relationships.
I don't want
you to push them away. Yeah, you're supposed to be writing. So it doesn't want you to be push them away. It just doesn't want you to get too distracted. So if you can honor them, talk, you respect it, but get your work going, then your psyche is not less afraid, because you're able to multitask once you get going. You're able to, you know, you've got a Venus and Mars square, both immutable signs. The coming Venus Mars square will be close to your Venus and Mars. It feels like there's a lot of kind of flirtatious, interesting energy coming around you, that you can really engage in that. If your psyche doesn't think that to have a relationship means that you won't write.
Right.
If you
can where the
do
momentum
both,
comes
it'll
in.
Let you have a relationship. If it doesn't, it's got something it's got to say.
That sounds like, that sounds exactly right.
And it's easier, your house of friendship, your house of sort of quiet behind the scenes secret relationships or discreet relationships, I wouldn't necessarily see secret, just not, you know, public. And your other private times are good. Your partnership per se, settling down, equal other partnership, it's not quite time for that. That can happen in the future, but I would say that's at least 2 years away. So build the friendship, build the romance, build the excitement, and don't worry about where it's going. You know, be married to your work at the moment, mm-hmm. your book, mm-hmm. and then if the relationship becomes something more wonderful, then you go with it.
That sounds perfect. Wonderful.
Great. Good luck.
Thank
you
so much.
Another caller.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you very much, and let us know how it goes.
I sure will. Thank you.
Sure. Great. Bye. Okay, 336. Hello, 336. You're on the line.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm having some trouble. I'm really feeling the Venus retrograde, you know, with a relationship.
Okay. Can you give me your birth information?
It's 3/21/1974.
Mm-hmm.
At 12:32 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
In Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, I thought it was Greensboro. And so you have got you're feeling this retrograde cycle, hon. And right now there's a lot going on right on your chart. And we are let's see, I'm trying to get your chart fully up here. And so you're having trouble with relationships, you said. It feels like you've kind of gone back and feel hooked on some old cycles. And it's really hard for you to just be in the present with it. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's kind of like the current relationship is like the universe brought us together. But now I'm stuck trying to figure out why, because now it's like, well, it kind of is blowing up. So it's
mm-hmm.
kind of like I know it's not a waste of time, but no,
mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't a waste of time, but it's kind of like, you know, what was the purpose?
Okay. And you may really feel that coming up this whole week. There's a lot of talk and a lot of discussion as you're working, because not only is Venus retrograde and this the Mercury, the sun are all conjunct your house of partnership. And you've got a lot of karma and a lot of questions in your house of partnership. You know, falling in love is easy. Being in partnership is tricky with this chart. And you've learned a lot. I don't think you have good models on the male sides of your family about how to do this. And you've been really learning. And what I see in this relationship, it's a lot of it has been about waking you up and training you and giving you your birthright. But there's some part of you that may, in this relationship, tend to feel like you're kind of defending, you're trying to prove yourself. And it's not like the other person thinks you're inferior, but you tend to have that feeling. So you get tweaked easily. And I think you have been making the relationship your job, and the other person's been making their work their job. So you've got a little bit more invested in this than the other person. Is that correct?
I could agree with that.
And there's something about finding, you know, you're so intuitive and you're so good about picking things up, but I think that it's been a little hard for you to really get back into your own situation. And so getting back on track with your own work, Neptune is going back and forth over your Mercury. Normally you're kind of positive. You see the best in any situation with a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction. But if you could trust not that this relationship necessarily is going anywhere, but that it's... Have you moved for this relationship?
Yes.
Okay. What I think is that you needed to be where you are. You needed to experience what you've been experiencing. The relationship's been the bait to get you here. And
if you can kind of set it that you won't be able to see clearly for a while. It's going to take a while before you have you really get a picture about what's going on with this, because Neptune is so strong going back and forth over your Mercury for a while. So when Neptune's so strong in your chart, it's like walking in the fog, one foot in front of the other until it clears up. And just not looking too far ahead. And it may be another year and a half before you say, okay, I know where I'm going for the rest of my life. I know what I'm doing for the rest of my life. And it doesn't mean that this is a bad time necessarily, because intuition can work pretty well, imagination, magic. You know, you really want something and you see it clearly in the world and you go for it and magic can happen. You know, like this, you can really do some pretty strong work here. But it has to be clear, and it's not clear about what the other person needs to do. It has to be clear about what you need to do. So it's really about finding yourself right now and just saying, I don't know where I'm going down the road, but I can see what I'm doing today really clearly. And I can walk today in the best way possible. And I can walk today as cleanly and clearly towards good goals as I can. And I can be in right relationship with this person today. I don't know where we're going to go. I don't know if we're going to stay together. But I can be clean with them. I can practice good relationship skills. And I can learn to take care of myself while I'm taking care of a relationship at the same time. So you won't know if this relationship is here because it's going to take you you're going to go walk together into the future, or if you came together just to educate you about yourself, about healthy relationships, and to help you find new parts of your life. I don't think you're in the wrong place at the moment. So I just want you to walk forward and walk in good ways, okay?
Okay, yeah, because my career does seem it's stuck, but I can see it, but it's still very cloudy.
It's very cloudy, and it's going to be cloudy for a while. But when you walk in the fog, it doesn't mean that the path isn't opening up in front of you. You just can't see it. So it's important that you not get lost in the future or lost in the past, but you can't see where your work is going, but you can make today work and this week work with it. You can do the best job you can right here and right now, and then find out where that takes you.
Okay.
I think it could be better than you think. Okay?
Yeah, because it's really throwing me for a loop right now.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Again, try to get as centered as possible in your own stuff. Be as clean with one another as you can. Talk things over in small doses right now with all these planets in Gemini. Long talks don't work, but short comments. Stay focused on how to make your life do it work well and her life work well. Okay? Now, I'm going to have to get off, and I really wish you well.
Okay. I really appreciate it.
Good luck, hon. Take care. And that's all I have time for tonight. Please feel free to call any of us. You can on the Access Astrology website. You can reach Mark Woltz, who's in New York. Ann Ortley, who's in New York, and we all have our own websites, and or myself. And if you can, any of us will be happy to do a reading with you in your own personal time. If you're interested in astrology, I suggest you know, both Ann and I have regular columns that talk about the astrology of the moment, so you can begin to watch how your own life is affected by the stars, how you can work best with it, and therefore how to feel more in control with it, but also letting your life teach you about astrology. And you can get an astrological calendar and just start noticing what sign the moon is in each day, and then watch people's attitudes. So I hope you have a wonderful week. Please join us next Monday night. We will talk in focus about the lunar eclipse and about the transit of Venus. Signing out from Access Astrology Tonight, this is Heather Rowan Robbins on the banks of the Mississippi in St. Paul, Minnesota. Take care.